City of Franklin's Committee of the Whole to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Here.
Alderman Mears, excuse. Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Skaransky.
Here.
Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. First item on the agenda is item 2A, concept review for a proposed office retail development. Mr. Deedle, do you have we have a guest here tonight? Although I've become very, I've become very familiar with this gentleman's face, and nice to see you again.
Tell him it's not like from legal.
Actually, the first time you came in my office, I had nothing but a smile on my face for couldn't get it off for a couple days.
You're correct. This is a concept review. As you may know, the applicant is the new owner of the former Fountains of Franklin property on Rawson Avenue, west of the Senex development. The applicant is wishing to proceed with development of the property, probably phasing it, and probably the first phase would be one or two buildings up front by Rawson Avenue. The applicant is indicating that they would like to follow the previous plan to the extent the same number of buildings, same location, minor modifications to the footprint of those buildings, some changes to the architecture, and possibly some changes to the tenants. You may also recall from that former Fountains of Franklin development, it was approved by the Common Council. Development had started grading, you know, entrance drive, footings and foundations for some of the buildings, but was never went any further than that. Most of those approvals have since expired, but the core approvals, the OL2 overlay district, the zoning for that property, all those things are still in place. So it's most likely if the applicant does tend to follow that previously approved plan, most likely they'll have to do a site plan for plan commission review and approval. Any easement changes would have to come back to the Common Council. Probably the natural resource protection plan would have to be updated because it's 5 years old now. And if any of the tenants would be special uses, those would have to come in for special uses. And the applicant is here to explain some more about the project.
If you could, just for the record, could you please state your name and address for the record?
My name's Eric, E-R-I-C, Higham, H-I-G-H-U-M. I reside at 17855 Bermuda Boulevard, Brookville, Wisconsin. I work for Blind Squirrel Development, which is the company that is developing the property that's owned by Blind Squirrel Holdings. Dr. Sherman is the owner of the property. He apologizes he's not present tonight. His mother had taken ill, and he has to find a hospice location for her. It's pretty great. So he apologizes. He wanted to be here, but it just didn't work out. But I represent him fully, so if you have any questions on his behalf, I'd be more than happy to answer.
I'm smiling because everybody just raves about Dr. Sherman as far as his practice. Alderman Schmidt.
We had an opportunity to meet back in June, and certainly exciting to see the potential development going on here. I understand now that the existing building structure will have to be demolished because it's inadequate to serve any purpose.
Yeah, we wanted to put Dr. Sherman in there in a short-term basis to get going, but unfortunately the building was never winterized. The grading that had been approved for the property, and which is basically done up to 1 foot from finish grade, puts the building, the finish grading, put the building 3 foot below grade, and that the ADA access we wouldn't be able to comply in any feasible way to do that. And we'd end up having to have a ramp that's 80, 90 feet long and then couldn't be near the entrance. It's just not feasible to do it. So the expense that would be incurred in fixing that building up far exceeds its value, so it's not worth keeping that building. So we do plan to raise that. We're going to leave the building as it sits until we're ready to go. We'll do it all at once, so there won't be there'll be no extra construction going on at the time.
If things progress in a normal fashion here, would you anticipate like breaking ground next spring or something? Or
yeah, at this time I'd wait till spring. Hopefully, unless somebody can tell me exactly what the weather's going to be this winter. As soon as possible, as soon as we can get in there cleanly, we're hoping to get in, and I'd like to get. I don't anticipate this construction taking more than 4 months at max. My goal is to be in there by the end of July, early August.
We had talked. I think Joel may have covered it, but just in case he didn't, I think the last time we talked is these would be the first two buildings, but it's sort of your intention now to look at the original site plan and if possible, to basically bring in further retail into those existing sites.
We're primarily, our focus, we want to use the existing plan, A, because there's, with the limited space and the shape of the land, it pretty much utilized it the way it was before, with keeping the green space, the parking, per square footage. But the market research that we've done indicates that the retail, it's difficult to get retailers in there because of the location. It's not a strong retail location because you've got 27th Street, but it's so built up. You've got 76th Street, the mall a little further north. 10 people, that's already established, and people are familiar with that. And there's less of it. And the corridor is kind of dampened because of the fact that the quarry is there. A lot of times you're successful retail, there's retail on both sides of it. We've got the quarry, we've got the river, we got a lot of land that's taken up and occupied already. And that's why we're kind of focusing a little bit more on professional and medical and professional development in there with a little mix of retail toward the front of the property. Right now, at this time, we really want to focus on getting Dr. Sherman's office open. He would be our first tenant that's committed and will be in there. And at this time, that would be the property that's on the 5600 parcel. There's three parcels, 5600, and then next to it to the east is 5602, and then at the back is 5610. And those are the three parcels as it was divided. We're going to leave the divisions as they were, but our anticipation is to lease everything that we put on there. We have seen the plan, the master plan that was in place before, and we're not adverse to developing for that plan. But as I told Mayor Taylor when we first met, Art and Doug, that we're kind of different from most developers that come in because they got a set plan of what they want to do. I want to come in and I want to put a McDonald's and I want to put a Walgreens or a Sendix or something. We kind of are like, what does the community want? What do you want? We know Dr. Sherman wants an office there. That's his intent for purchasing the property. But what else could we put in there? What could the community use? And we've researched it and surveyed people and found a lot of people want the medical professional type offices. Our grand goal, if we're able to acquire additional land, we'd like to put an assisted living center back in there and utilize that. Because one of the things with assisted living is it's hard to get to your doctors and the other services you need. You've already got a pharmacy there, you've got the centers there. It would be a perfect place for an assisted type living environment, high end, with the same concept as if you're familiar with like the San Camillus, where it's a high end living center, but you've got a lot of financial opportunities there. You're not structured as much as a regular nursing home.
I heard what you said is if you were to acquire additional land, right?
Additional, yeah. The current property doesn't necessarily facilitate that with the ponding that's already on there. We have talked to the Foxes and the Wazorks, and assured them of what we're doing right now is getting Dr. Sherman's office up and running. But we're not absent of other plans. We want the last gentleman, I believe, went in too far, too fast, and didn't have commitments. Granted, the economy hit at the worst time for him, construction industry just stopped. Everybody just stopped spending money. And it was, you know, something we'd never seen before, and that was unfortunate. But he didn't have commitments, you know, in getting retailers in there. One of the things we're going to do that's a little bit different is we're going to partner with our tenants. And what that means is that when they invest in their parcels, we give them back in our company. The name of the company or the park is going to be Verdure Park, which is, we're not going to carry on the Fountains of Franklin, but we're calling it a park because we want it to have plenty of green space. We want it to have a feel of comfort. We want to have it well lit at night. Some of the other things we want to do are bring in artwork, sculptures, things like that. We'll work with like Myad and other, you know, ventures that they can display their wares on our properties. In working with the Historical Society, we'd like to have, you know, in the doctor's offices and stuff, historical tableaus that alternate. So when you go to the doctor's office, instead of, you know, seeing dogs playing poker on the wall, there could be a tableau, you know, some feature of the city that, you know, is something that people don't know about, and they can read it. And then, as I said, we have these moving from building to building, so that each time you go in, it's a little bit different. Because it's real difficult, as you know, to get people to come to the Historical Society to see the history of the community. Whereas if we bring the history to them, I think we'll get that more of a community feel in the development.
Well, tonight, as I explained, it's a concept review, and it's so that you're not wasting time and money and energy if there's no interest on the part of the council. And the council, too, it's not wasting its time. So the council can't give you a vote tonight, but they can, by the questions they ask or the comments they make, you should be able to pick up on whether you have a green light, so to speak, and whether it's worth your efforts and your money to move forward with it. So.
Right.
Alderman Skronsky.
Yeah, I think this is great. The property's been sitting there so long, and I commend Dr. Sherman for what he's doing, putting the investment in there and starting this thing going. And his ideas and through you, what you explain, is just great. And I think it'll make that area just really, really active. It'll be, you want to call it, it's like the small Greendale Village with what you're proposing here with those shops and the uniqueness of it. I think you got a good idea of it, so I'm for it.
Alderman Dandria.
I guess I was a little confused in regards to the shops that Ken had mentioned. I thought you stated there may be some retail on the front section, but it's going to be mostly professional, medical professional. Is that correct?
Well, it's going to be a mix. The roadside, first of all, we want to build through the road to block the property.
Yes.
Okay, because, you know, we'll build the road closest to the road within the boundaries that we have to stay. And put the parking lot behind it, and so we get less of that industrial feel along the roadway. The buildings that we want to build architecturally are stimulating. They invite you in to the property. What we build behind there can be the same or it can change. We'll build it kind of to suit what you want to do. The openness too, you know, what I'm eliminating is, you know, the major retailers.
Yes.
Smaller community type of retailers, you know, as they fit in with the group, if there's comfort there and a willingness to be part of it, that's, you know, with the overlay that's there, you know, we're primarily looking for permittable businesses, you know, as opposed to special requests. It's a pretty large list.
Sure. Well, you had mentioned that you had one commitment, which is Dr. Sherman. And I guess we hear that, you know, I guess everybody on the board would, yes, we'd like to see this project move forward. But in turn, we also want to make sure that Dr. Sherman has the capacity to be able to continue this, to go forward and to move forward, okay? We don't want to have the same situation occur that it occurred in the last, you know, the last time here.
Right.
Granted, the economy is one thing, but just because we say Dr. Sherman, and granted, he could have the assets, but I'm sure there's lending involved in this plan, either SBA bank financing of some kind, and usually, I mean, they'll look at more letters of intent. I mean, granted, one party is great, but they're going to look at they're going to look for bank financing is going to look to see if they've got at least 50% of bank commit, you know, of letters of intent by occupants. Now, Dr. Sherman may have a large circle of influence, so he may have several other people in the medical field, maybe opticians, maybe podiatrists and stuff like that. So, I mean, my impression in reading the initial package was is you were going to steer more toward a medical, or as you stated, more of a medical professional client tenant ratio.
That would be to facilitate exactly what you're saying, the people that have the money to come in and be able to support it. And part of our partnership is by bringing a doctor in. You know, if a doctor comes in and commits to the space, we'll build the space out, and they'll finish the space. And then that percentage of the, what they expend in that build-out, their own tenant improvements, will get them partnership in the Verdure Park project. Okay, they won't necessarily have their space, but they're going to be investing their money.
So this is not going to, you're not going to condo the suites?
No.
They will
be owned by
Blind Squirrel. Okay.
But they'll have an ownership stake, so to speak, in the company, so that we get long-term tenants that are there and that have a financial commitment to the area. A lot of the other financing is going to be investor financing.
Okay.
Less bank holdings than actual physical money.
Okay.
Bringing in some big money. So, you know, we're our high end, if, with the whole acquisition of everything, we're looking up to $45 million.
Okay.
To invest.
Okay. And now these buildings, are they single story or are they two story?
In keeping with what's been approved,
correct.
We already have the four foundations that are on the property. We'd like to use them if we could. Again, the layout of the land, because it's so long and narrow, it's really hard to, you know, no matter how you put the dominoes, it's really hard to get the parking and everything in there. But utilizing that, and since the city has already approved that, we're willing to use that. Any one of those front four foundations could handle a two-story building. The rear one was built to be a two-story building.
Is that building E, the furthest back one?
Technically, that was building A the old plan.
Okay. But in your plan,
E and F would be the buildings that are up in the front.
Oh, I see.
A, B, C, D, E, and F.
E and F. Okay, and then as you go back.
I used some of the drawings from the old plans, and then our architect took some of the numbers off of that. I've even since renumbered that, but it'd be two of the buildings in the rear would be four buildings. It'd be a total of four buildings on 5600, one building on 5602, and one building on 5610.
Okay. That's what your initial phase one plan would be. 5600 and 5602.
5600 and 5602.
Okay.
Right. That's the first thing I want to do is build that property. You know, if you've been on the property at all, you'd see that right behind that, where the trees come in from the wetlands, you know, it's a natural break right behind there.
Okay.
So I'd like to build those two buildings first, but I'm not going to build a building without a commitment of a tenant like the last owner did.
Sure.
You know, but we are, right now we're ready to go with Dr. Sherman's building, with or without tenants.
But Dr. Sherman's building is not going to be a single unit building. It's going to be a three or four unit building?
Maybe three or four.
Yeah. Okay.
But again, it depends. If another doctor the same size as Dr. Sherman wants to come in there, then it would be two.
Okay.
You know,
we
envision that would be the smaller practices, you know, an orthodontist moving next to them.
Sure.
They tend to congregate around each other.
Yes.
As they develop and build. But then whatever holes and pockets there are, there's others. I mean, we've had somebody interested who has an antique store. We've had a couple of insurance people that want to, you know, stores in there and things like that. We want to kind of make sure that we have, you know, the tenants we want long-term commitments. So
sure.
We want them to stay.
And now this may be a question for the mayor and for other aldermen that were on the that listened to the original, but the makeup and the usage of materials on the exterior, is that pretty well similar to what they were planning on the original plan out there?
Let me answer it this way.
You want my comment?
I did.
There were two approvals.
Okay. So
the first plan came in, it was approved, and then the developer that then came back and wanted to build an Azana spa, and we changed it. But it was all very high class brick. It was something I think the community would have been very, very proud of. When we were meeting with Eric, he was talking about bringing in really high quality development for us. But there is also, right now you're just looking at the one footprint. There had been in the past discussions about the purchase of other lands.
Okay.
So that was a much larger project at the time.
I mean, I see the material you wanted to use, which is very similar to what we use. I mean, it's being used in new commercial development as well as residential development. So you want to really make it fit within the community. There's not going to be as much brick as the Syndex building to the east.
Right.
Okay.
The original plans called for pretty much a brick facade on the whole building.
Okay.
One of the things that we found is that when you put hard-faced buildings on that close to a highway, it tends to help accentuate the highway noise.
Okay.
What we want to do is have architecture that will help to acoustically condition the noise of the highway with the shapes and the materials that are on there. It'll soften it. Because we do have residences that are, you know, they're a good distance from Ross, and they are back there. And the more we can knock down the noise up front, the better off we are. And that's also part of our design, and we have all the mechanicals and everything will be on the rooftop, but the rooftop's open and hollowed down inside so that you don't see them from the roof, but that also gives you another avenue that breaks the sound.
Sure.
As the sound travels past the buildings.
Okay.
Because we want to, also behind that, we want a park-like setup. We want it where you can, you know, go and sit and have lunch, you know, by the fountain or mm-hmm. you know, take a long walk. We're planning on working with the county on getting some nice walkways through their county park on this side, you know, the east side of the river.
Sure.
Not as to the extent of, like, through paths, but
it's actually a lake back there, right?
Yep.
That's part of which lake?
That's a Cupfer.
Cupfer Lake. Okay.
That's out other side.
Cupmeyer.
Oh, is that part of the Polish?
Yeah.
No, that's not.
It's
on the
other side of the river.
That's on the other.
Yeah, that's the counties.
Okay.
One time I went back there with Dave Schultz. He was looking at turning that into a water slide park.
Okay.
His parks director.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It looks like from the plans that we've got, it's a very aesthetically pleasing look, and I definitely wish you the very best.
Thank you. Yeah, we worked with we had several architects that we first reviewed, and one of the things we wanted was the first time I saw this version, it made me think of like an older train station. It has a very older feel to it. It's not quite as modern, but yet it's with the newer material. So what I envisioned the first time I saw it in a big screen, with the lighting that we would have on there and the sconces on the buildings with awnings, at night I think it's going to look spectacular. When you're driving down Ross and people are going, well, what is that? It's going to stand out from, you know, it's not going to be all the signage up at the road, and, you know, it's going to look like something interesting.
Yeah, I just hope that the two buildings in the front don't conceal so much of the back where people won't see the beauty in the back.
Okay. We're going to spend money marketing it as well.
Okay.
I mean, that's part of our commitment, too, to our tenants, we're not just building this to you know, build it and develop. Mm-hmm. We want them to have an experience. So part of our, you know, their part of their rent is their marketing, their bookkeeping, their accounting, you know, the whole package for them. So when we market the park, we're marketing them as well. Okay. So people will know they're there, and we'll make the park a destination, and your curiosity brings you to find, oh, gee, I didn't know he was back there, or she was back there.
Sure.
And, you know, nothing's really out. But like I said, I've talked to us on the spot, see if they're still interested. Timing was real good because of the events that have occurred there.
Sure.
At the spa, but it's nothing to do with her interest or not. It's no interest. She's just not looking to move right now or to add another facility. She's not planning on moving at all. I also have some other spots that we're going to talk to as well.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I liked the write-up. I thought it was well done, so I think it will work well there. I have one thing I'd like you to pronounce the name of the park.
Verdure Park.
Verdure. And what does it mean?
Verdure, the V-E-R-D is the root of green.
Okay.
And in Verdure could even be Verjour. In the true French, the English version is Verdure. But we know everybody kind of English or modernize it, Americanize it, so verdure is fine. It means a condition of health and vigor is what the root word means.
That will be nice because people will be asking what's the meaning of that.
Yes, so we'll have, in our marketing and the initial marketing stuff. I mean, this is, like I said, this is a plan that's going to, while Dr. Sherman's is a small portion, but this is a plan that I've been working on a great deal. I mean, I've already got thousands of hours in this year alone, and it's going to be heavily marketed. You know, it's going to be, we want to bring others to the community to see it, to use it. It's going to be something that's going to be talked about. But we have to, on the other hand of it, we have to kind of keep it close so that it stays down here, until we get it ready and going. I don't want everybody, I don't want somebody else up in the Mequon all of a sudden getting the bright idea, oh, we're going to do what they're doing down in Franklin. it's a great compliment, but, they might not pull it off and then we get bad press, somebody just comes and slaps up together. We do want to do it with purpose and intent.
So the, I guess I had the same question about this two-story look versus this two-story use. We're not making any more land. Have you considered more of trying to use the two-story use as well as, if you're going to put that extra on there, it seems like you want to make use at least for storage or something.
While we haven't built anything, we can change it any way we wish. We could put... we're able to put in the basement. We move our mechanicals as much as we can in the basement. We're not averse to going higher, if it be. But the problem with those front two buildings is the limited parking that we have because of the position of the ponds. I can't get enough parking per the 4.5 parking stalls per 1,000 square feet. With the two buildings that I'm building, we're pretty much right at. And that includes, I've gotten an easement from Suburban Air, which owns the radio towers that are in back.
Mm-hmm.
We have that easement secured for additional parking, but that we need that to get to.
Is it a matter of needing it to meet the ordinance or needing it to meet your tenant?
Ordinance.
Okay. So in the past, just so you know, they've had considerations for limiting that. I don't know if you've talked about that, if that helps you at all.
What we're trying to do is come in with as least obstructions as possible.
What?
If we can make it fit on the footprint, it's kind of like that. We can always come back and ask.
But if you can have less parking, it's less maintenance, it's less cost of building, it's less, so just.
I totally agree. But, we're also in looking at the additional properties, the land to the east on the resort property, is the majority of it is in floodplain. But it would be great parking over there.
Right.
So if we could get some of that to enhance the parking. And the buildings, the way we're building them, I could take any building and take a door out and put a window in, or take a window out and put a door in. I can go up. I can separate, you know, kind of half, you know, whatever we'd have to do, of course, with approval of the city. But you know, we're trying to architecturally make it so that we can plug and play whatever comes along. We are not adverse to additional
Well, you streams. Brought up the land next to, which leads me to my other comment. I saw a road connection going to the west, but I didn't see a road connection going to the Fox property for future connection. Have you thought about where that might be located in the future? Should that
The road to the west is the easement that we would be granting for the access to the radio property. The road to the west, what we've done is we've got all the boxes. We got to find out what happened in the past, what they liked, what they didn't like.
Our insurance going to the east, that
the east to the east
problem.
Of us. Okay. And they, they're elder people, and they know they're not going to be here forever. But they also they want a legacy. They have children. They want them to be taken care of. So our approach with them is totally a partnership. You know, getting them involved with it. There is already a road cut in the neighboring property that's to the east of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's cut out, and through where the land comes through, that road could continue through if it needed to be.
Okay, I just want. But as a future thought, that if that should ever be acquired or become part of it, that there is an area to put a cross-section road.
There,
so it's not an afterthought, and now we can't find a place to put it. Or
there would be, it would be a, it's not going to be a straight, we're not going to create a highway through there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be a slower traffic. We're also not opening it up for semi-traffic. You know, the majority of it is straight truck access, and there's not enough room to pull a semi in there and turn it around and get it out.
Just
unless we had more land, we'd make
it. Cross property access consideration was, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, well,
but
we are looking at that, and that was kind of in the master plan that is already a condition of this property. So we're totally keeping that open.
Okay. And you mentioned about people being able to go there and have lunch. Has been any discussions with restaurants? A lot of the constituents in the district.
A lot
right
of them
next
want
well.
Restaurants.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yes, we are aware of that.
I mean, even a Panera. Something simple. I mean, you're going to have employees.
You
that
say
people
it's simple.
Are,
it's
right.
not easy to get them to build.
Right. I mean, but I'm not talking about some elaborate, you know.
No. What I would love is to have not Panera, but the next Panera have that birth out of this property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that part of the thing, one of the things we do is help our tenants to grow. We want people that are starting a business, and we give them the support. We give them the business acumen that we have in our committee of people that we have working for us. We help them with their advertising and stuff, and we might say, you know, I'm going to give you a less of a lease rate up front to help you get going, you know, on the condition that you're going to pay
yeah,
more back later.
If you're going to have professionals in, then there's not many places for them to packing a lunch every day. There's
right, and we have to be
McDonald's
cognizant of that. And that's definitely.
Or I guess the Sendex Bar might, you know, deli there.
Yeah, they'll be busy. Ted wouldn't have a problem with that. But,
right.
You know, we are aware that as it would grow, we have to have something in there. But we also understand the concerns of the committee and the community that, you know, we want it to be classy.
And how about your signage out in front? What has been the discussion? Will it be like a list of businesses that would be in the back, or have you thought about how you would do that?
We're going to have, our anticipation is that the front sign would be for the Verdure Park, would probably be the only sign we're going to have there. The buildings that the tenants of the front two buildings would have. In the design, there's room for them to put their names on the front of the building. I haven't really dealt in with the city as to what your signs restrictions are. And
I want to start on that. I've heard there's
you know,
a lot to go through on
but
that.
We don't, so. We're not looking for bright light, illuminated. You know, again, we're going to have more of the people that are going to be coming there because they know you're there,
mm-hmm.
rather than looking and say, oh, wait, I want to go in there. You know, we're a fast food restaurant has to have their name up there because, you know, that's the only way you know that they exist. This is going to be a little bit lower key.
Well, I like that you brought the buildings up the front and kept that idea and have kept the parking and the first initial ones toward the back of the buildings, which to me is a really great selling feature. You don't have to be looking at the black asphalt, but it really makes your property look nicer.
I think that's a very nice feature.
Yeah. So I'm very supportive of the project. I look forward to the details as you work through.
Great, thank you.
Alderman Schmidt.
Well, I think we're all very encouraged by the amount of time that you've invested into investigating and considering the aesthetic and cultural values of this project, as well as just the professional aspect of it to blend in and be a positive for the community overall. And I'm sure that our historical board will be very pleased to hear that you want to work with it to try to incorporate some of the local history. So I think it's very encouraging overall.
Alderman Wilhelm?
I just missed something. You're going to have to look at your landscape plan a little bit more. I noticed some species on there that planning staff will probably recommend changes. So I know it's probably not.
To be honest with you, that is the representation from the previous.
Okay.
We will be providing a new one, but it's going to be, assurance. I just want to, know.
I know it'll go through planning commission, and they'll catch it too.
It is our vision, where a lot of people that are selling real estate, they feel trees don't bring them money. Because we want to achieve a park-like setting, we will be spending money on greenscaping the land, and it's going to be very upscale and it's going to look great.
I'm glad to hear that it wasn't your list, because there were a couple noxious species that I don't think you're going
to
want to.
To be honest with you, I didn't even peel through that and look at it, because my copy, I could barely read it. We will have a new plan before we're set and done. This is just pretty much put together for a preliminary to show you. And then we will, if you have recommendations, things you'd like to see, we can't really go to the far west and dig out that Adirondack. We'll do it.
Well, I think what I'm seeing, having been through a couple of these, is you're getting a lot of support. It sounds like the council is encouraging you to move forward, but they're also saying high quality. I'd like to have the cross access and work with the council. One of the good things is with our planning commission, we have the landscape architect from Milwaukee County that sits on there, Kevin Haley,
okay.
And he could be of great assistance to you with landscaping and all of those things, and with parks, all that park property. We had some pretty big plans for doing some things with that lake and walkways, and all that stuff, so hopefully all of that will come back. But thank you very, very much for bringing this project to the City of Franklin. Greatly appreciate it. Anyone else? Right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you come up with any other questions, feel free to call me anytime. My numbers are on the document.
Okay.
Be happy to help you out.
Okay. Say hello to Dr. Sherman for us.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Item B, update on property condition complaints. Mr. Liberta.
The council has asked that this be put on their agenda. The citizen had brought to your attention some complaints he had submitted and wanted an update on where they were. And the council action sheet in your packet identifies that inspections were done and raise orders were issued for three of the parcels. One was a vacant parcel, so nothing could be done. And another raise order has been outstanding since May of 2012, but no action can be taken while there's still ownership issues working its way through court on stemming from some multiple wills that existed on ownership related to the property. So those are moving forward. I also asked Fred to distribute an update of what's currently in the system as far as general complaints, recognizing that some work has been done on some of those that are still listed as open that may not be fully updated in the system yet. And in that regard, we also worked out today a strategy that separates distribution of those generation and distribution of those reports from the workload of that office so that we can get back to being on a consistent timeline. So it'll be our expectation that you'll get those once a month, probably with your packet for the second meeting of the month. And you'd get an update for open complaints and then anything that closed during the prior month. So we put a new process in place where we still have to do some training to make it happen. But our goal is to get that training done this month so we can, with January, keep going and be consistent. We started that last year, but we weren't consistent when we fell behind. So we've come up with a new strategy that should enable us to be consistent for all your complaints.
Anything further on that? Not. Turn to the next item. Here's my agenda. Reclassification position of Director of Administration, City Administrator. In the write-up, I think Mark explains rationale as to why this is, I'll call it, returning to you. I think that there was some desire not to have this as part of the overall budget process, but to have more discussion about it. I thought he did an excellent job of the write-up and the rationale, and then also the comparison with the duties and responsibilities of the Oak Creek City Administrator, which, unlike former administrators in Oak Creek, Jerry Peterson does not set policy, that this position, if reclassed, would the policy decisions would stay with the mayor and the common council. But as far as getting the day-to-day business of the city done, I put this forward because I think it's a responsible thing to do as I'm leaving office. I will leave it at that. Mark.
Well, I do understand our conversations that we had a month ago. And yes, Mark, you did put a lot of effort into this. I am not in favor with going through and approving this, knowing that, Tom, you are leaving. Okay? And I would prefer that we delay this until the new mayor would be put into place and that that individual, he or she, has had time to get their feet wet and get an understanding of what's going on, to then make a determination of how we'd like the reclassification of the city, you know, to the city administrator, or reclassification of director of administration to city administrator. I just don't want to make this move right now, and especially where we authorized a new assistant in the HR department and to help with hopefully alleviating some of the responsibilities, and it's really the elected official is the mayor to be responsible for all the departments. Now, if we're going to, I mean, and I know what what's written in here, but I'm really concerned with making this move right now.
Alderman Taylor and Alderman Schmidt.
And I think that's essentially what I said during the budget process, was it shouldn't be a part of the budget. The Common Council agreed, took it out, and I don't think the timing is right. You know, yes, it should be a policy decision, which the way it sits before us, it's not a budgetary decision. It would be a policy decision because it's not a part of the budget. But I think with an election coming up, there's a lot of issues to look at. I mean, day-to-day operations we talk about. You know, you can reach the mayor by cell phone if a decision needs to be made. It's not like you have to wait for a letter, or even when the mayor's out of town, you can still get a hold of them. I guess I'd like a, you know, written report on the previous 12 months on how many times, you know, each of these items would come into play, where we had specific instances where the current system isn't working. You know, what they said with the mayor's race, you have at least a couple candidates which are saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. and nothing seems to be broken at this time. To me, if you're going to change any, on top of that, if you're going to change any authorities for this position and reclassify it, and that means you're changing job descriptions and duties and that, I think one should be resident of the city of Franklin, period. I don't have to say any more about that. And, you know, I can't recall last time the contract, Mark, I asked 2 months ago, when did your contract come up, and you didn't have the answer, which I'm shocked, but you didn't have the answer. I still don't know what that date is, but if I recall, maybe it's in May or June or something like that. So my recommendation would tomorrow would be to table this to July or August, and take a look once you have a new person elected, and readdressing, you know, I don't even know the details. I know it's automatic 3%. I can't recall, at least I think it's automatic 3%. I haven't seen it. I'm not sure what it is. I don't recall when it's come to us last. So I think, you know, when we take a look at pay and job duties and things like that, all that could be looked at. So before we start making these types of decisions. So that would be my position on this, which really hasn't changed. I'm glad we took it out of the budget, but I think there'll be a better time to have this discussion.
Alderman Schmidt.
I appreciate all the work that Mark put into sifting through this and trying to redirect some of these responsibilities. But I guess I'm in concurrence that since we are going through some changes here next April with the new mayor and potential other members of the council shifting too, that it would be best, I think, to wait until we have a new council in place before we start making decisions of this nature.
Okay. All right, Wilhelm?
I guess I have a question for Mark on this. On page 33, where it has the job description, it says it was approved in February 7th of 2012.
Yes, you modified the job description and changed my contract in February of 2012. So that's the most recent one.
So we just did this not too long ago.
Yes, it was done in conjunction with the changes in the finance department as part of that.
Right, I remember that. I was reading through this and I really wasn't unhappy with how it was reading as it currently is. So given that it hasn't been in place that long, and I don't know, maybe things seem to not be flowing as smoothly as you'd like, or
There may be some misperception that this is,
this is mine.
So
this is
something mine. I'm promoting or doing. But from an organizational standpoint, the mayor did has pointed out issues to me where he's thought it would be effective to have an individual here who's here, you know, pretty much every day. True, I get some vacation and things, but can help the common council and mayor manage items on a day-to-day basis. And as the cover documentation I prepared for the mayor that became part of this packet identifies, the primary structure added is simply trying to clarify some of the statements of responsibility that are already in the job description to make those clearer and make that relationship to both the mayor and the common council more clear. And then to align authority with the responsibility, because when you have misaligned authority and responsibility, it's often considered non-efficient organization. So I prepared the documentation at the mayor's request along those lines.
Well, I guess in that sense, if you don't have any real immediate issues, that I read your document quite thoroughly and made notes, highlighted, and all my little checks and everything. If there isn't anything that's extremely pressing, which I did not come across in the writing, and it's at the request of the mayor, and I guess I would agree with my colleagues that I'm fine with holding off for a little bit. It doesn't really matter what
yeah,
one way or
just
the other to me.
I'm not going to get too much into this. Just this is, I'll call it my way of making sure that before I leave the ship that all the doors are closed and that the water isn't running into another department, et cetera, et cetera. This is more administration than it is policy. I've been pointed out I've had the ability of being retired to be available. And yes, it's true, you can be on the cell phone, but I think what's important for you to understand is that all of the departments of the city do report to me currently. And so I have one-on-one meetings with Mr. Liberta, with the police chief, with the fire chief, with the finance director, with engineering. And so when we have a issue that needs coordination, probably the person that knows the most about what's going on outside of myself is the city attorney, because we talk all the time. So this is my way of bringing it to you, being what I'd call responsible, and letting you know that there is a way to cover your bases if you so choose. What I'm hearing is you'd rather wait until the next mayor comes in. It's your choice. You set the policy. But I am bringing it to your attention. Yeah, Mr. Liberta.
I can add, since you have asked the question a couple of times, when the contract was approved in February for 2012, it was a three-year contract, so till February of 2015. And at that time, we eliminated the 3%, and the Common Council and I agreed that we would take what was in the prior three-year labor agreements, the negotiated, and those same patterns were put into mind in the delay. So the raises people got like 2 years ago, I'm getting now. And then the contract says if extended beyond 15, I just start January 1st of 15 with whatever employees are getting at that point.
I guess one other thing, and that the reason I was bringing this forward is because I am privy to a lot of information that you are not. And you saw in the budget that I was recommending that you start to look at operating the departments in a different way, going outside the box, so to speak, just because you've had people in place, department heads for many years, doesn't mean that that's necessarily the way that you should continue to do business. And to be very frank with you, I don't think you're going to be able to do that, given the financial challenges that you have that are ahead of you. So that's also a part of this that, I think things may change rather quickly around here. And you have somewhat of an aging workforce. I'm one of those guys. And that's something else that I would bring to your attention, that you need to make sure that you're being able to cover everything. We've been through all the rest. I'm not going to get into the full-time or part-time mayor stuff or all that. All of you are adults. All of you are very, very smart and very professional. So I've heard you loud and clear. I think Mark has too. But the last piece is I have been assigning a lot of higher-level duties to Mark because I want to have a transition. And now we're in December. People took out papers, I guess, today to run for mayor or whatever. So we're now at that point. So it's only 3 months away, and that's going to go like this. And you're going to have potentially a new team, potentially a new mayor, and new staff. So, again, it's that, I'll call it, maybe it's, I'll blame it on the nuns again. I think it's, I just feel obligated that I don't leave this place and it's not being protected. But the last piece here is many of the things that I have been assigning Mark to, they are way outside of his job description. So I will try and get the work done up until April by using the existing staff and basically giving Mark back his life. And so that's it. All right, next item is item D. And I would request that we go into closed session, unless there's
some
a strong objection.
Well,
let me, I have to read the...
Oh, yeah.
You got to learn this. Just because you got the last name. Right?
I have to read the whole thing.
It took me a couple of meetings to... Okay. And I'll be at the campsite. Don't call me. The Common Council may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 19.85, Sub 1, Sub E, for consideration of deliberating or negotiating a service contract and conducting public business, which requires a closed session for competitive or bargaining reasons, in order to consider amendment of the terms of the service contract up to and including consideration of termination of the contract, or in accordance with Wisconsin Statutes Chapter 19.85, Sub 1, Sub G, to confer with legal counsel for the governmental body concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which the city is likely to become involved in relation to consideration of said contract termination, and may re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Is there a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Is there a second? Is there moved and seconded? Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm. Alderman Taylor, Alderman Schmidt,
yes.
Alderman Spearns.
Aye.
Five ayes, no noes. Ayes have it. Going into closed session. We're back in open session. Is action more than likely will take place tomorrow night at the Common Council on this issue. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, ayes have it. Motion carries.
Thank you, Mark.